Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Despite all the naps that have been taken individually and collectively in the past few days, our crew are quickly discovering there's really no such thing as downtime on a spaceship.
With most threats to their lives under control, at least until the big bad fully awakens or Albert's hatchling hatches, it's time to take care of maintenance.
That's not just for the ship. The crew are also in for some upkeep. Physicals, dental exams, hearing tests, reflexes, vaccinations, the works. Even Olivia has to have her routine eye exam.
Eye exam? What do you mean eye exam? She doesn't have eyes!
Not E-Y-E. Eye. As in intelligence. And yeah, this is where things get a bit weird.
Hold still, my little one. I just need to add these drops.
This is so stupid! My eye is just fine!
You and I both know this, Olivia. But it is always good to check all the things and put the little mark on the little box. So satisfying, I tell you.
Fine, but I'm not driving this spaceship for at least 2 hours after.
I wasn't aware that you were driving it now.
Shut up. Just hurry.
Alrighty, dilating your eye. Here we go. Here comes the little eyedropper plane.
What's that noise?
Oh my goodness, the... Oh dear.
Doc?
I have been experimenting with extract from some of Dr. Theo's mushrooms. It is possible I have given you the wrong drops.
Doc, what is happening?
Intelligence dilation with a slight edge of psychedelics. This should be interesting. Ooh, I see pink. I think I can hear pink. I can smell pink. Do I smell pink? Does anybody else smell pink? Ha ha! Pass me some of that pink around. Oh, that shit's got. I gotta take a hit off that. Pass to pink.
Does anyone else hear wings?
Yes. Yours?
I mean, in addition to mine.
What the hell?
I'm trying to locate the source. Hold still, please. You're confusing my echolocation.
Why do your pings actually hurt? I thought you just used sound.
Bats use sound. I'm an assassin, remember? Now please, hush for a moment. And you might want to cover your face.
Okay, something very strange is happening in the kitchen. Ouch!
Actual food is being produced.
Well, yes, but not just that. The walls are suddenly wavy. And there are butterflies. Ouch! What am I being hit with?
Are you sure you weren't in the bioswamp?
Let's see. The presence of refrigerators and the absence of homicidal egrets were a dead giveaway.
If the both of you could possibly cease in your intercourse.
I beg your pardon.
She's not talking about... I mean, she's not saying that you and I believe by intercourse...
Shut up.
Oh, thank you.
Shut up!
Are those your pings I'm feeling? You might ask permission first.
Something very strange is happening in the ship, and the source is quite far away. Possibly near the center of the ship.
Oh, hey, Jesse! Oh. Are you okay?
I'm craving a sandwich!
You had 8 sandwiches for breakfast. I doubt we're gonna be fighting off the paparazzi with a news flash.
I don't think that's what she means. Fear is pinging off of her like ectoparasites off a bat colony.
Oh, well, no, it sure the hell is.
What's got you worried, Jesse?
I'm not craving a sandwich from the Ozdacy. I'm greening for a sandwich from one of those machines back before we even had the Godzu bread. Like the avocado, apple butter, and oyster. Remember that one? Or the peanut butter, mustard, and cinnamon?
What the hell are you talking about?
Sandwiches.
Jesus!
Jesus! Ah!
Oh! Apologies, Joe, but you really shouldn't startle a trained assassin.
Where the hell do you keep all those throwing stars? You got a little ninja locker down your pants?
I'm sorry, I can't disclose that. Could you hand me that workstation?
She's eating the desk. You're eating the desk? Wait, the throwing stars? You make them? Internally?
I'm sorry, I can't disclose that. Are you using that chair?
I was sitting on it, but here?
Suddenly my craving doesn't seem so weird. Huh. Respective.
Is it really the sandwich you're craving?
That's an odd question. Are you also experiencing unfamiliar appetites?
I am. Like Jesse, I thought it was the sandwich I wanted, but in fact, I'm pretty sure that we're being summoned by the machine itself.
Could someone please tell me what you're talking about?
In random places on the Oz-9, there are sandwich machines. They're like old junk food machines on Earth. You put in some money, choose what you want, pull the lever or push the buttons, and voila! Your selection falls to the bottom where you can pull it out. It's like a slot machine at a casino that pays off every time, but it's always in sandwiches.
And this is considered a good idea, to get one's nutrition from a glass box?
Oh, there's no nutrition involved.
I'd say they give you food poisoning, but that would require them to be food first. The sandwiches are horrible. Clam sandwich, pickled red herring.
That one wasn't terrible. It was terrible adjacent.
It gave you a rash, and you got stuck in a corner for over an hour.
Fair.
Meatloaf and banana.
Now, that one came with a very passable green corn gravy dipping sauce. And a big old pat of salmon butter.
Marmot and tarragon. Ostrich neck. Haddock and fermented cream cheese.
Yeah, you've made your point.
Shrimp and mango and hardtack with heavy syrup.
Please stop now.
All I'm saying is, those sammies were emergency only. The only cravings associated with them were for a quick death after.
Where did the machines come from?
Rumor was the bunch of drunken frat boys who loaded up the ships for beer money stuck them in as a joke, along with the manuals in Sanskrit and Old Norse. Never hire frat boys from the Ivy Leagues, all I'm saying.
You've been all over the ship. Did you think to map them?
Yeah, well, I tried. Figured we might have to resort to them when the stores got low.
Tried?
They move. Or someone moves them. Seems like the only time I can find one is when I'm not looking. I'm mopping some random corridor, then all of a sudden I'll hear the hum start up, and I'll see the lights flicker on, and I am like a moth to the flame. Oh, the sweet siren song of bad sandwich machines.
Do you think these sandwich machines are linked to Dr. Theo's wavy walls and the extra wing sounds?
Is this on? Uno, dos, tres, testing. Hello! Hello, my fellow crew persons. We are maybe perhaps having a bit of a situation here. It is entirely possible that I have, in error, given Olivia an extract of some hallucinogenic, consciousness-expanding psychotropic eye drop substances, which have resulted in her experiencing various hallucinatory encounters of such a nature as to manifest in sort of a... In short, she is baked.
Baked?
Oh yeah, like that nasty little snitch we took to the middle of Death Valley and we left with a bottle of baby oil and some sour cream. Whoop! Put your dinners up for me.
Wait, if the AI of the ship is having hallucinations...
With her power for controlling the ship, she could start manifesting her hallucinations.
I believe I have...
So what the hell do we do? And can we swing by a sandwich machine while we're doing it?
Listen, you need to get to Olivia's master controls and reset them to factory defaults. Schnell!
That's not too bad. Where will we find these master controls?
I have an idea of where...
You will have to search for them. I suspect you will find them in the least accessible areas of the Oz-9. They would not be there just anyone could stumble upon them. What did I just stumble upon? Sorry.
So, we're going to search this enormous ship where we don't know what's hallucinations and what's just our normal weird to find controls we're not supposed to find.
Yeah.
Well, hell.
Never fear. I shall be with you all the... I'm out!
Our AI would make an admirable assassin.
Well, hell. Did Olivia do that? What does it mean?
It means we better hurry. Let's move.
Yes, I agree. I have...
Just us? What about Captain Madeline, Colin, Greg?
I notice Ben didn't make the cut.
Ben is negotiating with our 8-year-old about the Mercedes-Benz she allegedly has been promised.
Losing.
I love him.
But?
That's it. I love him. When are Pluto and Donna getting back?
If I could just...
Look, depending on how much hallucinogen was in those eye drops, if we bumped into Captain Madeline right now, we couldn't be sure Madeline is Madeline and not some insane version created from Olivia's imagination. And yeah, I realize that as I'm saying this, that's pretty much always true. Particularly now.
And we don't have time for some touring test involving picking which boxes show a zebra crossing.
That's a captcha.
Is it now? Would you like to know what a puncha is?
I think I can guess.
Joe's right. We can't depend on much of anything. It's up to us.
I found on those frequent occasions when my life is in danger, a quick lie down in my bunk often takes care of the problem.
Yeah, afraid that's not gonna work this time. Let's move.
Yes, if you just follow...
So where exactly are we going?
Okay, now that I have your attention, I think I have an idea where to start looking. If you'll all follow me, and you will.
This episode is brought to you by Shaker and Spoon. Captain's Log, Stardate... I don't know, there's like 140 stars within a mile of me, so we're going to skip that bit. We received a package today from a company called Shaker and Spoon, and Colin and Jesse are already face deep in the box. It has 3 recipes for creating cocktails, plus all the ingredients you need, minus the alcohol. As someone who's been gargling swamp hooch for the last how many forevers I've been up here, wow, we got the vodka brunch box. Each recipe makes 4 servings, and we've already had the blood and sage and the slow rush. So easy to make, even Greg the Zebra was tending bar, and the results were magnificent. If you're foolish enough to listen to this show, we've got an actual smart thing for you to do. $20 off any linked subscription if you go to shakerandspoon.com/oz9. Get a box delivered to your airlock each month and $20 off your subscription at shakerandspoon.com/OZ9. Enjoy, Space Monkeys. Captain out.
Stepping on board the Oz9 is nothing if not a roll of the dice. So, if you're going to take that chance, at least have some really gorgeous, high-quality, unique RPG dice to roll with. Fan Roll by Metallic Dice Games have classic metallic dice sets, but also gemstones, acrylic, liquid core, and even a glow-in-the-dark option that's super cool and super handy when you can't find any night vision goggles. So many colors, materials, and designs to choose from. Plus, listeners to this show get 10% off your order. I'm guessing as a sort of consolation prize for listening to this show. Just use the code OZ9 at checkout. Get dice that are as unique as you and your character. Go now to fanrolldice.com and choose your dice, Space Monkeys, and get 10% off with code OZ9 at checkout.
If Olivia's causing drug-induced mayhem on the 9, do you reckon we're in danger?
I don't know. Was that slow Loris there this morning?
What? Where? What?
Just kidding, but stay alert. Anything could happen. Anything.
So nothing's actually happening now? Why are we on air?
Oh, just wasting time while we get Joe et al. To somewhere more interesting.
Right. Okay, right. Did you know the slow loris is the only venomous primate on Earth?
Outside of Congress, anyway.
Speaking of Congress, apparently if they lick their armpits, let's just say you shouldn't let them bite you.
I'm not in the habit of letting armpit lickers bite me, but I'll try to keep that in mind. Oh, look, there's somewhere interesting.
Ooh, 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 ooh. Can I say it? Can I say it? Can I, please?
Oh, go on. But remember what I said about emphasis. You've really been backsliding lately.
Ah, right. Meanwhile.
Tour guide. On some dark, remote, and previously unexplored part of the ship.
Meanwhile.
Where the flippin' heck are we? I can't see a damn thing.
Howdy.
That's Jesus.
Sorry. I really hope that's shag carpeting that's muffling my hooves and not mold.
Greg. What are you doing here?
Looking for a sandwich. I got a hell of hankering for salmon with pickled cantaloupe and flan paste. Just not sure how I ended up here.
I'd give a bloody fortune for a pair of night vision goggles.
You don't have any? They're all over the ship.
Don't be daft, woman.
Okay then. Guess we'll have to use the light switch.
Yeah, if we could just find the damn...
Better?
Do you want a round of applause for finding a light switch? What's that on your face?
Seriously?
Did anyone realize this room was so small when we walked into it? Joe, if you wouldn't mind moving your mop slightly to the left.
Huh, no room.
But it is up my left nostril.
You're welcome.
I don't think this room was this small when we flew into it.
What does that mean?
Well, it means it's gotten smaller.
Yeah, thank you.
If it gets any smaller, I'm gonna need to find an exit. Fast.
What are all these controls for? Greg, you've got a lot of ship information in your storage. Any idea what we're looking at here?
Nothing on any schematic I've got.
The buttons are numbered. Look here. The first six of the series are burnt out, and number 7 is lit.
And if this series 1 through 13 are burnt out...
Anything magical about the numbers 7 or 14?
No clue. But let's not push anything.
Ah, hell. I think I just butt-button.
Oh, perfect. Well done. What nightmare did you just conjure up, you reckon?
Sorry, but there's no space for me in here.
Huh. Well, numbers 47 through 50 of this series are now lit, thanks to Greg's butt-buttoning. None of them were lit before, so if 4 new things happen, that's probably it.
I suggest we get out of this room quickly, before we push any more buttons we know nothing about.
Hang on. Everybody check around you, carefully. No sign of Olivia's master controls here? Anybody see anything?
Nothing here.
Checking the bottom rows. Nothing obvious.
Checking the top rows. I don't see anything here either.
Did it just get more crowded in here? Who joined us? Ugh, Joe, practicing nasal endoscopy with the blunt end of a mop is almost certainly a medical standards violation.
Shh, listen.
Gasp! Oh my god!
Oh boy!
Holy!
That elicited an expression of surprise and some alarm.
Whoa!
My hackles are...
Oh my god! Oh, that's good. Sandwiches!
Just like I told you, they move!
Thank god, I'm starving!
Well, it looks like you have plenty of choices.
Don't get too close!
No worries. The smell coming off that thing...
Bad?
Confusing. Jesse, what sounds good? Olive and lychee paste? Oh, wait, this one sounds okay. Rosemary tapenade. Wait. Hang on. I don't think they mean rosemary the plant.
Oh boy. How do you know that?
I can just make out the ingredient list, and rosemary has a last name.
So on the cannibalism, thanks. Next.
Huh. Orange marmalade and... blobfish?
Bingo!
Oh, you're not serious.
The heart wants what it wants, mate.
I don't think it's the sandwich you want, but let's see what happens. Who has change?
Who brings loose change to space? Does it take credit cards?
Who brings credit cards to space?
Pretty much everybody in Pod Bay 3. Anyone got any of those left?
Damn it! I tucked this one away for emergencies.
Come on, hand it over.
Just
come on!
Let me get it. Leave it. I'll give it to you.
Okay, it took the credit card. What number is the marmalade and blobfish?
B9, ironically.
Here goes.
Hey, what the? Oh my god!
What are you shifting scenes to us for? We don't know what's happening.
They just machine sucking noise.
Go find the crew!
Hello? Hello?
I'm here. Jesse? Greg? Dr. Theo? Pippi?
Yeah, yeah.
Present.
Yep.
Here.
Good.
Don't say good just yet. Is anyone else here? It is pitch black in here, right? Not just my eyes malfunctioning?
Not just dark. Immense. My pings fly off into the darkness and don't come back.
What's your range, Pippi?
On a calm day, 45 meters.
So, we're in a completely dark room with at least 150 feet of empty space between us and any wall.
I didn't say empty.
Your pings don't come back, you said. Nothing to bounce off of, therefore, empty.
Oh, they're not the only sensors I have. I also read temperature fluctuations.
What gives off heat but doesn't have mass? Vents on the floor?
I also didn't say heat.
So, air conditioning vents?
Ah, hell. My ultrasonic radiopathic photoreceptors just kicked in.
That doesn't make sense.
Who cares? What do you see? Hear? Oh, for Christ's sake. Sense!
I sense dead people.
Can you be more specific?
Specific?
Specific.
Ghosts.
I gotta go.
Sit down, two.
Sit down, but a sandwich machine just sucked the crew into a haunted hole somewhere on the ship.
Remember the eye drops? Olivia's hallucinating. This could all be nothing.
I don't like this.
Well, hold on to your handrails. Meanwhile...
Where are we?
I don't know. It's pitch black in here.
For God's sake. I just wanted a pickled watermelon rind, cottage cheese, and a bacon sandwich.
Does anyone else smell Axe body spray? Also... You're shuffling. Who's there? Hello?
Okay, that's it. I'm out of here. Come on.
Right behind you. Credits.
Oh.
Things just got really... Oh, you heard it. You've been listening to Eric Perry as Dr. Von Habesetzer and Joe, Shannon Perry as Olivia and Madeline, Sarah Ray Werner as Pipistrelle, Christy's Helen Sage as Julie, David Astier as Dr. Theo Brome,
Bonnie Brantley as Jesse, Kevin Hall as Greg, Tim Sherburn as Colin, Sarah Golding as Mrs. Sheffield, Aaron Clark as LaBeeShawn Fries, and I'm Kyle Jones, your narrator too.
And I'm Chris Nadolny Gorley, your narrator. Our music is by John Faley and our artwork is by Lucas Elliott.
Sarah Golding is our dialogue editor, and Shannon Perry is our sound designer. Oz 9 was written by Shannon Perry, and we are out of here.
We'll see you next time, Space Monkeys. Keep your eyes on the stars, and when you need to, run like hell! Wait for me!
What's happening? Hello? Horace, are you there? Wiggy? Goodness, I'm alive again. How odd. Oh my, I do hope I smell all right. End.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Now playing from Voyage Media.
A naked woman picked up the recently decapitated head of a goat that had been sitting in a large silver-colored bowl. She held the goat's head high above hers, its dull black eyes staring emptily as she threw her black hair and allowed the blood to trickle down the front of her body.
When the lights go down, what stories really stick with you? Presenting Fever Dreams, an anthology of dark genre stories, horror, crime, sci-fi.
My eyes settled on a crystal piece, the only thing hanging on any of the walls, a man's face. Set inside a raging sun. The eyes started to glow.
Now playing from Voyage Media, in association with Seven Lamb Productions, creators of the hit audio drama Tower 4. A new descent into darkness in every episode. Season 1 of Fever Dreams, a pulp collection. Available anywhere you listen to podcasts.